up, guys? Happy Sunday. Welcome into a very special and fun St. Patrick's Day and Selection Sunday episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. This podcast being brought to you by omahasteaks.com/juice. That is the URL you guys are going to go to get a subscription to omahasteaks.com. And when you do so, 10% off your first order, a lot on the mind at the moment, first order, and a chance for you guys to get free burgers for life. omahasteaks.com/juice. All right. So it is St. Patrick's Day. It is an awesome day. I always celebrate this. I'm Irish a little bit. I'm from Boston, the Celtics, right? It's what we do. Yesterday, we went 2-2 officially. We bet everything. You went 4-3. So we had a winning day on everything. My guys are in the dance. Greg McDermott's in the dance. Dana Altman's in the dance. Steve Lutz is in the dance. TJ Otzelberger's in the dance. It's phenomenal. This Selection Sunday, this bracket, I cannot wait to get a hold of this bracket. I got a bracket challenge to tell you about here in just 1 second that we're doing with Betting Pros. But before we do anything else, we have got to get into the spirit. This is what we do on St. Patrick's Day. We drink. We have some fun. We drink Guinness. I can't drink it live on the show, but I'm going to pour it anyway because we're going to pour out a drink. We're going to listen to some Young Ned on the Hill. We're going to have the Pogues in the background for a little bit. For you kids who don't know the Pogues, go look them up. This is Salante. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Enjoy it. Be safe. Enjoy it. I love this day. Irish car bombs. Yes, that's culturally inappropriate. Fine. Drop a little whiskey into that, and away we go on St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to let my drink settle. We'll kill the music for now, but how could you not like the Pogues? They're so good. I'm probably going to get in trouble with YouTube for putting that on there, but I don't care at the moment. This is what we're doing, okay? We're having some fun. It's St. Patrick's Day. I've got three bets for us coming up here for today. I'm looking forward to watching these games. The one thing we have to say right away is this. If you're a bubble team, oh my goodness. Okay. Favorites like endangered species. Purdue didn't cover. Vermont didn't cover. Both bets I got right. Oregon, they won the game outright. I mean, like crazy. You take two dogs yesterday. We had what? Iowa State won outright. Okay. Like this is nuts. One seed's gone all over the place. Purdue, Tennessee, just go down the list of one seeds. All top four seeds in the Atlantic 10 were gone. I mean, the SEC one seeds, 1 and 2 gone. I mean, it's just go up and down. ACC, North Carolina gone. I mean, it's incredible. NC State is in this dance. Like how's NC State in this dance? It's like, how is it even like possible that NC State's in the dance, but they are, they're in the dance. It's been one of those crazy, crazy years where there's just so much going on and so much happening. Okay. So I'll read this to you guys tonight and tomorrow, okay? But there is a bracket optimizer going on here with Betting Pros. Looking to elevate your NCAA tournament bracket once this thing comes out later on today? Create your winning bracket with a blend of top expert analysis and sophisticated algorithms backed by the likes of KenPom, BPI, and more. Select winners with confidence. Get started now with the bracket optimizer. It is free, okay? More standard, but without KenPom and BPI, you got a chance to kind of get involved with that if you would like as well. So here it is, bettingpros.com/bracket. Okay. Bettingpros.com/bracket. That is what you're going to use for a URL to go and use the bracket optimizer. All right. Free bracket optimizer using KenPom, using BPI, letting you pick more winners with confidence during the NCAA tournament when this bracket comes out. Because what does everybody do, right? Bracket comes out, everyone's bracket challenge. Chance to get involved with the bracket challenge thanks to Betting Pros. Go to bettingpros.com/bracket for your opportunity to do that. Ooh, look, the drink's settled. I can take a sip. Nothing like it on St. Patrick's Day. Just nothing like it. It's a must. It's a requirement to drink a Guinness on St. Patrick's Day. You under 21 kids will understand later. All right. Let's talk about Auburn and Florida at the start here. I told you in the Discord channel right away. Number came out 155.5. Bet the over. Opening number, bet the over. Why? Look, Florida plays no defense. None. Look at the scores for Florida here in this tournament so far. It's ridiculous. 85-80, 102-88, 95-90. A&M plays slow, okay? I know 84-77 is the projected score here, but when Georgia played Auburn early in the year, they beat them 81-65. Auburn's not being held to 65 points today, okay? Auburn's going to score 75-plus points. Just going to be a question of whether or not Florida can get to 80, all right? I lean towards Florida. I'll have a bet on Florida. I think Florida wins the SEC. I really do. I just think they start really slow. You can in-game this if you want. I played the Florida A&M game so well. So I was on Sports Grid. I do a lot of TV work with Sports Grid now. I was on there. So I laid 2 at Florida. They were down big in the first half. I took 8 with Florida. Florida then went up big on A&M, and I took 6.5 with A&M. Florida won by 5. I nailed all 3 bets on that game. This game, do the same thing, all right? These are turning into NBA games with wacko massive swings in scoring. Huge spurts where one team goes on a run, the other team goes ice cold, then it flips. Florida in the first half has done this in back-to-back games, all right? Where they've been ice cold at start, and maybe you take Auburn in the first half if you want to keep going with Florida. And then the second half, when Florida's down at the break, coming on the Gators because they are a second half team and they shoot the ball really well in the second half, both against Alabama and A&M, just turned everything around. Florida and Auburn is going to be an awesome game. I think it's a track meet. I'm going over 155.5 for 1.1 units officially, but I do like Florida plus the points here in this game. You can let this thing climb. I think people are going to bet Auburn. It's plus 6 at most books right now. A couple books are at 5.5, but I like Florida plus the 6 here. And I think it's a great number because right now favorites, as I said, are an extinct animal in this bracket in the conference tournaments. They're just not winning. I think there've been 26 at-large bids punched so far. 26 automatic bids punched so far, and 10 of them are one seeds. 10. That's unheard of right now in college basketball. All right. Speaking of dogs, Temple and UAB. So since Temple got themselves in a whole lot of trouble and being investigated for a point scandal against this very UAB team, by the way, Temple has won 5 straight games as dogs. Outright wins for Temple as dogs. Like, this is getting to be like borderline hysterical. They were awful for most of the year. They were 1-11 at one point this season in the Atlantic 10. But since then, they've only lost 2 games. They've won 5 games in a row against UAB. They got dominated 100-72, out rebounded something like 42-13, got killed. That was the controversial game with the betting numbers and the lines and everybody betting the game like it already been played and the books got destroyed. Next game against UTSA, 2 books didn't put the game up, but they were dogs and they won the game outright, 84-82. Then they went to the American, American. Then they went to the American Athletic Conference Tournament. UTSA, same team, won by 3. They were dogs. SMU, won by 15. They were dogs. Charlotte, 1-4. They were dogs. Florida Atlantic, 74-73. They were 10-11.5 point dogs. It closed at 13.5 yesterday. Temple won outright. Now here, UAB. They are, according to KenPom, going to lose this game 75-70. Number 6.5. What are we doing? We're betting Temple. Of course we're betting Temple. Maybe the run stops now. Okay. Maybe Temple just is not that good and they go back to being Temple and UAB wins the game. Maybe UAB kills them again. 100-72. Very possible. But I'm not betting on a favorite in a conference tournament final against a team that's won 5 games in a row that I don't know. Maybe they're playing scared for other reasons than basketball. And maybe they're trying to make it look like, no. We're a good team. We just didn't really have our stuff together the last time we played UAB. Okay. This is the same team that started the investigation into the Temple basketball program. And then since then, this team has only lost 2 games. It is remarkable to watch. They are 8-2 over their last 10 games straight up. And the majority of those games, they've been dogs. I guess they were favored in the first game. They were dogs all five times. They were dogs. They won outright as dogs all five times. It's unbelievable. It's one of the craziest stories in my tenure of covering college basketball and being involved in sports betting. It doesn't make a lick of sense what's going on with Temple. It's hysterical. Okay. At one point this year, they went what? They beat Rice. They were they've been dogs every single game except for Tulsa, where they lost the game by 5 back on the 2nd of March. But they were 7-point dogs to UAB and they lost by 28 points. I mean, they closed at 14 at some books. 14 in this tournament. 1.5-point dogs, 12-point dogs, 6-point dogs, 14-point dogs. Win, 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 win outright. 4-0 in this tournament. On the other side, UAB is really good. They beat South Florida. I faded them yesterday. They made me pay. They were 5-point favorites against Wichita State, 1-12. Their two wins have been pretty impressive, by 10 and by 12. Here they are. They've played one less games, 4 games in 4 days for Temple. Do they get tired? Very possible. 100%. But adrenaline is a wild thing. Maybe it's a dumb bet. Don't care. I'm betting the streak like normal. Temple plus 6.5 for 1.1 units. Now, the Big Ten final is a really interesting one. Wisconsin, the number is 3 everywhere except the Superbook. At the time of taping, the Superbook's at 3.5. Wisconsin plus 3.5. Wisconsin's playing really well. I don't know what Purdue did in that game to play defense, but it wasn't playing defense. That was embarrassing. Okay. Matt Painter should be embarrassed. He is a 7'2" center who literally allowed a 6'1" guard to get to the rim over and over and over and over again. I have no idea what defense. There were two, both that game and the Vermont game. Have you ever heard of playing zone? Have we ever heard of playing zone? Because when you're trying to stop dribble penetration and you're trying to allow and make a team shoot a jump shot, that's why a zone defense was created. You play a 2-3 zone for that reason. And when you have a 7-2" center, play a 2-3 zone and put them in the middle, stick them by the rim, and don't allow anybody to shoot layups. Hello. I don't know what Purdue was doing, but Wisconsin's been really hot. They beat Maryland. They beat Northwestern. They beat Purdue. Here they are against Illinois. 2-point loss, according to KenPom. Numbers 3.5. Look it. Illinois is playing really well. Illinois was bad in the first half and they boat raced out in Nebraska in the second half. They escaped against Ohio State 77-74. They boat raced the Huskers in the second half, but they were down at the break. And now here against Wisconsin, they can't do that here. I mean, Illinois can't get off to a really rocky, slow start here because of the way Wisconsin's playing. Wisconsin's really hot. They beat Iowa. They beat Wisconsin 91-83 on the road back on the 2nd of March. Okay. So they've already played. Illinois beat them on the road. 91-83. Excuse me. Illinois beat them, beat Wisconsin. Wisconsin's a team where if you look at the way how they've gotten here, they've played 3 games, Maryland, Northwestern, Purdue, and Illinois. That loss to Illinois was during a really rough start, a rough streak for them, where they lost 4 in a row to Nebraska, Purdue, Michigan, Rutgers, beat Ohio State, lost to Iowa in overtime, beat Maryland, then lost 3 of 4 to end the year. They won their senior night game against Rutgers 78-66, but they lost to Indiana, Illinois, and Purdue, all 2 on the road, 1 at home, going into the Big Ten tournament. Now here they're hot. Again, I'm not laying points. I'm not taking favorites. This is a bid stealing time. Okay. If Temple wins, it's another bid getting stolen. Another bubble will burst. If Wisconsin wins, another bubble will burst. How do you not take both them outright? I mean, you want to throw together a fund for, you know, peanuts, take Wisconsin money line and take Temple money line. I mean, Oregon, Iowa State, both dogs we bet yesterday, both dogs won outright. We left money on the table. Bet them outright. Okay. Sprinkle. I always say you should be sprinkling about 10% of your bet on the money line when you take a dog anyway. So it's a good practice. And today I like it even more. So I'm just betting 3 games today. Okay. We have a chance to have a winning week. If we go 2-1, we'll have a winning week. 1-2, it's probably a flat week. 0-3, it'll be a losing week. But hopefully we come in here and we go 3-0 and we have a winning week and we have a really fun and wonderful St. Patrick's Day. So if you want extra plays, I think Florida plus the points is a smart play here. I like that a lot. They're plus +6. So take Florida. And then Florida money line, you know, money line Florida, money line Temple, money line Wisconsin, take the points on all three of those teams as well. Auburn in Florida over 155. I mean, there's a bunch of things going on in other sports. I understand that. Like, people are like, bet more NBA. Well, we're going to bet NBA coming up on Monday. Okay. We'll bet college basketball on Tuesday, but you know, I'm just the NBA and me right now. I'm not jumping up and down. I mean, Phoenix is playing Milwaukee today. Want to take the under in that game? You can, if you want. Boston plays Washington. You can bet the over there if you want. Boston's laying 10.5. Dallas and Denver are playing. That's a fun game. Denver is favored by 3. I would go under in that game, 225.5. In fact, that's probably the best bet of the day in the NBA. If you want to go under 225.5 for Denver and Dallas, that's not horrible. There was a huge slate of hockey yesterday. Some wonky scores. I mean, I cannot believe Edmonton, Colorado going under 3-2 final was somewhat stunning, but you know, we don't have a ton of games that really jump off the page. Islanders Rangers is the best game of the day there. I mean, I would lean towards the Rangers in the over 5.5, but you know, nothing official. If you want to have some extra plays in action, those are leans if you would like. All right. Three official plays: Auburn, Florida over 155.5, Temple plus +6.5, Wisconsion plus +3.5. Those are our plays. 3.3 units in play officially. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Celebrate responsibly. Don't do anything stupid. Enjoy it. I want to see all of you back here on Monday for another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.